Well, hey there, my name is Danny Sunshine Bauer. My mission in life is to help school administrators fight isolation and frustration via a leadership community in order to gain clarity and find solutions to their greatest challenges. I'm also the host of this podcast where each week I share my conversation with top leaders across the globe to help you accelerate your leadership development. In today's show, I talk with Ben Baker and we explore a number of interesting topics like how a powerful personal brand can inspire confidence, how Ben would approach social media as a school leader, and some tips for using video in innovative ways. In today's podcast, Upgrade is called Tools for Creating Great Video. And what I did was create a list of all the things that I use. You probably know that I have a growing YouTube channel. It's in its infancy. It's not as established as the podcast, but what are the little things that I use? Then I'm also going to share what my friend Jason Swank, who owns an incredible digital agency, and he's just, believe me, he's very successful. He's way more advanced than I am, but I'm going to share some of the tools that he uses as well, because maybe you want to invest in those at your school. You can download Tools for Creating Great Video at betterleadersbetterschools.com/166 Ben Baker. Thanks for spending some time with me listening to today's podcast. I hope you enjoy the show. And before we jump into the content, let's take some time to thank our show sponsors. A lot of school leaders talk about improving student soft skills to help them succeed in their rigorous coursework. The problem is that most leaders just talk about it without actually doing anything. You can improve your students' non-cognitive skills today by checking out an amazing program called Organized Binder. Learn more at organizedbinder.com. Students who participate in the Conrad Challenge don't learn to think outside the box. There is no box. Learn how innovation takes off and soars beyond the confines of a box at conradchallenge.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Krynas from the Leader of Learning podcast, a proud member of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts. Make sure to check out all the other great podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com. And get ready, because the learning begins in 3, 2, 1.
All right. Well, hey there, better leaders. I am here with Ben Baker, who actually was my guest on episode 126. And if you haven't heard that, we talked about the importance of building a brand for your school, and you should go back. There's so many great tips for you. But here's Ben's bio. Ben Baker has always been passionate about storytelling. Whether it was in sales in his early career or over the last 20 years as a marketer, Ben's goal has always been to tell a story that is relevant, valuable, and engages his audience. It is about letting people understand the values and vision of the companies that I work with. If people, whether they be staff, customers, or potential customers, do not understand who you are, what you do, and why you do it, why should they care? My job is to create the conversation that allows them to care. Ben has been the owner and chief storyteller at Your Brand Marketing for the last decade and can be found at yourbrandmarketing.com. And like I said, Ben was originally on the episode 126, the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast. Ben, thanks for joining me again on the show.
Hey, it's great being back on the show, Daniel. It's hard to believe it's been so long since we've shared the mic together. So thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. You know, you reached out, you have a new book out called Powerful Personal Brands. In the last episode, we really talked about branding from a school perspective. In this one, I want to talk about, you know, the individual and specifically the principal that's listening, right? The AP that's listening, the school leader that needs to start considering their own personal brand. But before we put it in their context, just tell me about the book, Powerful Personal Brands.
I'd love to. Yeah, the full title of the book is Powerful Personal Brands, A Hands-On Guide to Understanding Yours. It's going to come out in probably at the beginning of August in Kindle, and then the full book will come out at the beginning of September. I think I'm going to launch it on my birthday on September 5th. That's the goal of it.
Yes.
But there will be – there exactly. I mean, I might as well give myself a birthday present. But in the meantime, I'm just in the process of putting a chapter online. So sometime in the next 2 or 3 weeks, I'm going to have a chapter online where people can read it, you know, be able to go to Amazon, pre-order the book, give a review and all that. The book is all about understanding who you were, who you are, and who you want to be. What I've done is at the end of every chapter, I ask a question. And at the end of that question is two or three pages of lines for you to formulate your own answer. So it really is a workbook format. It's designed to get people to understand that you are a combination of how you grew up, the situations that you came across, what you've learned from them, you know, where you are today, and where your goals are moving forward. So you need to understand your past, your present, and your future in order to build that powerful personal brand.
Yeah, that's all definitely very intertwined, that past, present, and future, and where you're going in terms of your personal brand. One thing I do appreciate about the book is you talk about those application pieces. And that's great, because if it's a book, if it's a speaker, a webinar, a conference, or whatever, the worst thing you can do is get all that great new knowledge and then move on to the next thing without any type of implementation. So I love that it's built right into the text. Another thing I really appreciated about it is how you asked similar questions to a number of different individuals, right? And they sort of share their viewpoint on what a personal brand is and all of that. I'm wondering where you came up with that idea, because it is pretty interesting and impactful in the text.
Yeah, it's interesting. I have about 10 or 12 friends of mine that are business owners from across North America. And I did. I asked them four questions. I asked them about their powerful personal brand, how they defined it, how it's helped them, what are the things that they would give to other people in terms of advice to develop their powerful personal brand, and how have they seen other people succeed based on their powerful personal brand. So getting that information from other people's viewpoints, enables this to be more than just the thoughts coming out of my head. And what I wanted to do is to be able to have a compilation of ideas. So people are sitting there saying, you know what, here's some experience. Here are people that have been in business 20, 30, 40 years who have gone through a whole bunch of experiences, have had a lot of jobs, have had a lot of ups and downs, and have learned from all of them, and be able to have all that experience at your fingertips when you're reading this book. And to me, that's what I really found is valuable. And where did that come from? Actually, it just hit me in the middle of the night. It really did. Where I just sat there and said, wouldn't it be cool to ask the same set of questions to a bunch of different people that I know and go that out? And I send it out to a couple people and I got the answers back and I went, that's kind of cool. So I sent that out to a couple more people and the answers, there were some similarities, but there were also some differences. And it was really neat because I actually went out to about 30 different people and called the list and got the best of the answers. But it was really neat to sit there and go, okay, different people who are all successful in their own right view these thought processes differently. And it's about the individuality that I thought was the really interesting part, that no two people think and act the same. No two people think the same way. Everybody has their own vision of what their personal brand is and what their value is to other people. And it's being able to communicate that effectively so people listen, understand, and engage that makes us all interesting.
Mm-hmm. Some line that I enjoyed in the book talks about how your powerful personal brand allows you to have the confidence to achieve great things. Confidence would be something that I think every school administrator desires, right? And probably a lot of the time they have it. That goes up and down depending on what you're facing within work. But unpack that a bit for us. How does having a powerful personal brand translate to confidence to achieve great things?
I think it's about understanding who you are as a person. Most people look at a brand and they think it's a logo or it's an idea. It's your brand is how people view you when you're not in the room. It's the image that you leave behind. And the more consistent that image is, the more other people will value it. And it's understanding who you are. What do you believe? What will you stand for? What will you stand against? What are the core ideals that make you who you are? And that's what makes up your powerful personal brand. And when you can understand that, you can codify it and you can communicate it, you become far more trusted as a person, you become more influential as a person, and you become a better leader.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I'm wondering too, you know, you mentioned in the pre-chat that this book, Powerful Personal Brands, and the ideas in it can help even kids being better. And how does that help out within the context of school?
Well, it's interesting because one of the impetuses of this book was I do a session 3 or 4 times a year for one of the major universities. And it's a full day networking course for 3rd and 4th year university students that teach them how to interview, how to network in a situation, how to present themselves. And what I realized is most people are bad at it, and they're not bad at it because they're bad at it because they don't have the experience doing it, and they don't understand who they are and what their value is. And what I try to tell people is when somebody asks you, so who are you? What do you do? It's not this 300-word rambling sentence. It's coming up with 6 words. I help people tell compelling stories. That's what I do. That's my brand. I help people tell compelling stories. And if we can get the kids today to be able to have confidence in who they are and believe in themselves and be able to articulate what makes them special and unique, it's going to be much better for them as they apply for universities, as they apply for jobs, as they apply for promotions within companies. Because if they believe in their own value and they can articulate that value so that other people understand it and believe in it, then they are valuable. And when they are valuable, people will respond. It's the people that sit there and put their head down and go, I don't know, that unfortunately are not going to get ahead because they can't communicate their own value. And that's what I'm hoping that this book will do, is will give people the confidence to understand that they are special, they are unique, that they have talents. And it's understanding how to communicate those talents in a way that's going to make them, you know, other people respond.
In the book, you ask, who are the top 3 people you admire and why? And I'm curious, you know, how would you answer that?
Yeah, that's tough. You know, there's a lot of people in my life that I admire. I mean, Father's Day is just behind us. And, you know, without being trite, I mean, my dad is absolutely one of them. My dad is a guy that, you know, has built his own business 3 different times, you know, has really shown me what customer service and customer relations and customer experience is all about, you know, that a handshake actually means something. And then when you look somebody in the eye and say, I'm going to take care of you, you better mean it. And that's probably one of the best people I've ever met in my life. You know, I have a very good friend of the family by the name of Sam Allman. Sam has taught me how to articulate myself effectively on stage. He is an amazing orator. He is an amazing person at being able to get people to believe in what he says through the power of oration. And, you know, that's somebody that I absolutely, truly admire. Seth Godin, you know, one of the marketing geniuses of our lifetime, is another person I admire. And I admire him because of how he takes complex thoughts and makes them simple. And he takes, you know, very complex ideas and brings them down to a place where people can understand them and they can respond to them in a way, at their level. And that, I think, is very powerful. So there's lots of people in my life that have influenced me, but in different ways, you know, and it's a matter of being open to those ideas and learning what I can from the people around me that has made me who I am today.
If you were in a school right now leading it, how would you approach social media?
As a leader, you know, the question is, am I looking at it for my own personal social media or am I looking at it for the social media of the school? And that would be the first question. Let's answer that from the position of the school. Consistency is everything. And it's being able to sit there and say, what are the values of our organization? What makes us valuable as an organization? What makes us interesting as an organization? Who is our audience and where are they? Because there's no point being on Snapchat if no one is there listening. or your audience is there listening. There's right. no point being on LinkedIn if your audience is not listening. It's understanding who is your audience and where do they hang out when they're listening to things that you want to talk about. And that might be across three or four social media platforms, or it might be one. But it's a matter of understanding that and understanding how do they want information digested. Video is huge. For schools, video is an amazing way to be able to get that information out, to be able to show the excitement of the school, to show the different ideas that are happening at the school, show the different programs that are happening at the school, and be able to talk about it and use a combination of both live and edited recorded pieces to be able to demonstrate, you know, the different things that are happening on a regular basis within the school. And it's showcasing, you know, what you do that's different from the other schools around you. And that's probably how I would use social media. And you have to make sure that it's controlled in a way that there are people that everybody knows who's using the social media. What's the brand? What's our message? Who's our audience? And what do we want to tell these people? And there's got to be people there to respond as well. Mm-hmm. So when people do respond to your social media, that you have an understanding of who's going to respond and how they're going to respond to that, to social media, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because with social media, there's always a chance that there's going to be the ugly. Yeah. And you have to be prepared for that. You don't have to be scared about it, but you have to be prepared. Because attacks happen, things happen, you know, but the more you understand of, if this happens, this is how we're going to respond, the better off you're going to be as an organization.
You know, I have a follow-up question about video, and I know that you're big into it. You're just talking about it and the variety of ways that we could use it. Do you have any ideas, tips, or practical examples, a way a school leader can innovate with video or better integrate it within what they do, telling their school's story?
Yeah, I mean, I would invest... And you really don't have to invest a lot of money, but I would invest in a proper soundstage. And that can just be a green screen background, a couple of lights, a good video camera, and an audio capture system with a cordless microphone. That way you can speak to it and be able to project, you know, edit projected images into the background. So you could have a PowerPoint running in the background. You could have, you know, images going in the background as you're talking or whatever. And it allows you to have that type of integration. You know, the amazing thing about technology today is it's getting less and less expensive. Mm-hmm. You can set up a full studio for $1,500 or $2,000. That is, you know, it's not going to rival the BBC, but it's certainly going to, you know, it's certainly going to be something that is going to be, you know, respectable and something that is going to come off as extremely professional. And when you do that, it elevates it, you know, so you can have different students in there interviewing each other. You can have, you know, people talking about the programs that you're doing, and you have a way of controlling that and making sure that it looks professional.
Right.
So that's number one thing I would do.
Yeah. What kind of, so the green screen, you know, the camera, that kind of stuff, what are you using?
Well, I use a variety of things. I have, a professional lighting system that I use. I have, you know, a good mic system that's right in front of me right now. And I have a professional backdrop. When I'm interviewing people, you know, I've got a fairly high-end webcam because it's, you know, what I'm doing is most of the time when I'm interviewing people, I'm interviewing them over Zoom. Right. So I use Zoom technology, which allows me to have me and my client anywhere in the world. We're face-to-face on the computer. I can share a screen. I can add things there. So that can all be recorded in-house. But I make sure that I have proper lighting on me. So it doesn't, I don't either look too washed out or I don't look too dark.
Right.
So it's a matter of just using all that type of technology. And there's all sorts of different levels. And, you know, It's looking at how much money do you want to invest now? And you can always invest more later.
Right.
You
right.
know, you can always start off small, you know, experiment and then move on from there.
And I think people could get started easily for under $1,000, maybe
easily.
Maybe even under $500. They could probably find a budget. Yeah. That'll work.
I would say that I have less than $500 worth of equipment in front of me.
Yeah. Yeah. And a little bit goes a long way. Just a pretty decent camera, like you said, the microphone, the backdrop, and some lighting, and you can look like a star.
Yeah.
And then I think the biggest thing that I've learned too, people will forgive some of that if your story is on point and engaging.
Absolutely. And the truth of the matter is, you know what? Using an iPhone or one of these high-end, you know, Android phones, you can do some incredible things with those cameras today. The cameras are pretty great on those things, as long as you have a proper tripod, so it doesn't look like it's bouncing all over the place and it's stable.
Yep.
You can get away with that, but spend the money on good lights. You know, on getting a good lighting system with which are diffused, because if you do that, good lighting, you know, helps everything.
So before we move on to sort of the last third of the show, I'm wondering if you can give a practical example or activity, maybe from the book, but not necessarily from the book, that our listeners could engage with, right, to think about their personal brands.
Sure. I mean, let's look at personal brands on a social media platform to begin with. The number one thing, and I did this, I was just lecturing last week on this, is make sure that your image and your message is consistent throughout your social media platforms. If you look at my Facebook, if you look at my LinkedIn, if you look at my YouTube, if you look at my Twitter, the same image is on all four platforms. That way, if you're friends with me on LinkedIn and my name is Ben Baker, and you go looking for me on Twitter and there's 500 Ben Bakers, you figure out very quickly which one it is, because the image is the same and the message is the same and the message that you're portraying across your social media is the same. So the more consistent you can be with not only with your image, but also your message and how you convey yourself across mediums, the more valuable you become.
It's a great, great example right there. Super easy, super practical. And school leaders and listeners right now, you know, just encourage you to take action and get that alignment across all your social media platforms. Well, let's pause here for just a second for a message from our sponsors. Today's show is proudly sponsored by Organized Binder, a program which gives students daily exposure to goal setting, reflective learning, time and task management, study strategies, organization skills, and more. Organized Binder's color-coded system is implemented by the teacher through parallel process with students, helping them create a predictable and dependable classroom routine. You can learn more and improve your students' executive functioning and non-cognitive skills at organizedbinder.com. All right, we're back with Ben Baker from Your Brand Marketing, and we're talking about his new book, Powerful Personal Brands. And Ben, before the last couple of questions that I normally ask everybody, was there anything regarding personal brands or your new book that I didn't ask that you wish I would have?
Well, the audience that I'm going after three audiences. The biggest audience I'm going after that is important to your audience is the fact that I'm looking at this as a way for people that are graduating high school, graduating university, and are going into the job market. And I think that that audience is going to be key to seeing value in this book. And I think that it's important for them, because what it's going to do is it's going to give them the skills to be able to differentiate themselves as they go looking for that first job, as they start looking for a way to be able to, you know, get past the 300 people that might be interviewing for the same position and put themselves in a position where people sit there and go, oh, this person's interesting. Mm-hmm. This person's different. This is who I should hire. So I think that that's my real passion behind this book, is to give people the skills to be able to help, you know, help them be the person that everybody wants to hire.
Right. Yeah. One thing, just the application for that, that's an awesome point, Ben. When I was last interviewing, looking for positions within a local school before I was doing this full time, you know, I was making a website page for each individual school, right? So it'd be betterleadersbetterschools.com/ and then the school name or the school district. And they were private links, but there they would find a personalized video, you know, 3 minutes or less directed towards the interview committee, and then some other information that they can learn about me, right? But that I know for a fact that set me apart from everybody else, because nobody else is doing that type of stuff.
Absolutely. And you know what? That works for some types of businesses. It doesn't work for others. But you know what? It's understanding who your audience is and developing a form of communication that's going to work for them. And that's a great, you know, that's a perfect example of how to put yourself in a position where you stand apart. And that's what this whole thing is all about.
So Ben, Tony Robbins is famous for saying quality questions create a quality life. Successful people ask better questions, and as a result, they get better answers. What's one question regarding personal brands that you think school leaders should be asking more frequently?
I think the question that they should be asking is, what do people think about us or me when I'm not in the room? And be honest about it. You know, are people thinking about us or yourselves the way you want to be portrayed? And if not, why?
Yeah, that's super. What are people thinking about me when I'm not in the room? Because that's that lasting impression, right? That's the authentic, this is what we really think when you're not around. And that's a good one to explore in terms of personal brands. Speaking of those personal brands, are there a few people, I know we talked about folks you admire, but that's not necessarily awesome personal brands, although Seth Godin is. Who are some people maybe you can point the listeners in their direction so that they could study what they do because they get this so well?
Yeah, I mean, Gary Vaynerchuk is Gary V on every social media platform is probably a great, you know, example for your leadership in terms of personal branding. He is everywhere. And you either like Gary or you hate him. And it's really that simple. He's a brash New Yorker that, you know what, is passionate about it, what he does, and he loves saying what he says. And you know what? He's got somebody that follows him with a video camera 24 hours, 7 days a week. And you know what? He has done an amazing job branding himself. And you know, it's one of those things. If you're part of his tribe, if you believe what he believes,
you're all in.
You're all in. And if not, you walk away and say, this is not my cup of tea. But his attitude is, that's okay, because not everybody's going to love me. And not everybody needs to love me. And if you don't, you know, resonate with my message, that's okay, because I can't, you know, I can't speak to everybody. All I can do is speak authentically me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll link up Gary V's Twitter, maybe his Instagram, probably in the show note. And the one thing with him too, you know, it makes me think of Kevin Kelly's 1,000 True Fans. And it also makes me think of, I think this was in the book we're reading in the Mastermind recently, The Power of Moments. But a company, instead of trying to turn around the customers that really didn't like the company, right, and spend a lot of time and energy, resources, money with these customers, right, somebody who would rate you 1 or 2 out of 10 and get them to be a 5, 6, or 7, instead of that focus, you know, focus on the folks in the middle. How can you make them raving fans? And that's what I think about with Gary Vee, because like a magnet, you're either like really attracted and you love everything he says, or you're just like, he's despicable and I can't stand him. But that's good. I'd rather have that than anybody in the middle.
Yeah, and exactly. As I tell people all the time, even Coca-Cola does not have 100% you know, penetration within an account. It's impossible. You can't have 8 billion people love you. So focus on the people that do. Focus on the people you can help. Focus on the people that believe that you are valuable to them. And you know what? There are going to be haters. There are going to be people that are distractors. There are people that are going to, you know, that think that your message is not right. That's okay. They're allowed their opinion. You can't help everybody, but all you can do is be authentically you.
Exactly. And Ben, we'll end with this. What's one book, video, tool, or resource that has really impacted your leadership, productivity, or quality life in the past year?
Wow. That's a good question, because there's a lot of them. There's a lot of books. There's a lot of podcasts. There's a lot of different things that I've been started listening to lately. And it's a matter of figuring out, okay, which is the one that I really enjoy? You know, there is a guy out there that you probably have never heard of, and his name is David Breyer. And he has a show that he does called Rising Above the Noise. And it's the title and the thought process behind it that I really, truly enjoy, because it's simple in its thought, is that there's so much noise out there. There's so many people competing for so much, you know, so much attention. How do we create communication that effectively sniper attacks the people that we want to talk to? Forget about everybody else. Forget about competing at the decibel level of everybody else. The quiet conversations that are pointed, that are persistent, and they are, you know, direct at the people that you want to actually communicate with, are going to win in the end.
Ben, thanks so much for being a part of the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast. Any parting words of advice, and what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Well, the best way to get a hold of me, as always, is yourbrandmarketing.com. Everything funnels back there, so we'll go to yourbrandmarketing.com. You know, parting words of advice, be authentic. You can't be somebody else. You can't, you know, don't try to emulate somebody else. Take the best, the worst from everybody that you admire. Realize it is for what it is and incorporate it into who you are. And if it doesn't resonate with who you are, forget about it. Be yourself.
Better Leaders, thank you so much for investing in yourself today by listening to this podcast. Remember, life's 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. Go out there today and be a better leader. Today's podcast was brought to you by Danny and Ben. Head over to betterleadersbetterschools.com and type Ben in the search bar. And the show notes page will pop up. You'll get the highlights of today's episode, links to all the resources, and the best way to connect. Ben, thanks again for sharing your leadership insights, your personal brand insights, and helping the better leaders be better.
Daniel, thank you very much for having me. I enjoyed being on the show.
All right, better leaders, just a few more things before you take off. I created a new resource for you called The 3 Leadership Questions I Ask Every Day. You can download the resource by visiting betterleadersbetterschools.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. This helps me in a few ways. It gives the show some social proof. It encourages new people to listen to the show, and it improves the ranking of the show and therefore helps me serve more school leaders. If you want extra credit and some good vibes, share your biggest takeaway from the show and tag me on Twitter and Instagram. My handle is Alien Earbud, an anagram for my name, Daniel Bauer, and make sure to use the hashtag BLBS. This Sunday is the weekend resource. Join over 3,000 school leaders that get this resource delivered every week. In the weekend resource, I share content curated specifically for school leaders. You'll get articles, videos, templates and exercises, coaching tips, inspirational quotes, invitations to free Friday group coaching, which is an exclusive offer made available only to newsletter subscribers in the Better Leaders, Better Schools tribe, and links to all the content I created for you this past week. You can subscribe at betterleadersbetterschools.com/weekend-resource. And remember, life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. Go out there today and be a better leader.